Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 to 9. The Covenant. Number 1, we'll look at it. The Covenant, part 1. We looked at the preface in the previous discourse, verses 1 to 3. These are the commands, decrees, and laws the Lord gave you, and so on. But now we come to the announcement of the covenant proper. Verse 4, what an opening. What a marvelous opening. Hear, O Israel. Now, O Israel, pay attention to this. Here we go. The Lord our God began with the Lord. How about that? The Lord, first of all. Not man. Not Israel. Israel is important, but God is all important. Not with the things of time, but with God. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Although there are various other renderings that we could think about here. God is unique. God is the only God. God is the true God. God is the living God. Listen, Israel, listen. Your God, our God, the Lord our God, is the one true God. All the other gods are pagan gods and idols and nothing at all. No God. No, the Lord our God. He is the only true and living God. And then verse 5, the first command. Well, here, O Israel, is a command, but the first command in the covenant itself. Love. Love what? Love the Lord. Again, God comes out supreme here. The Lord your God, with all your heart, with some of your heart, with your heart, even in the old covenant, God is calling for all the heart, all the soul, all your strength, all your mind, all your purpose, all your will, all your ambition to be centered and founded upon God. This is what the covenant is saying here. Total occupation with God, not with Judaism. Not even with the temple or tabernacle, as it would have been in those days. Not with Moses. No, not with the land. But with God himself. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul and strength. All of it devoted. All your soul. All your strength. And notice the connection between loving God and serving God and putting God first and supreme and the rest of it with this, these commandments. We cannot divorce love for God in the old covenant and obedience to God. Neither can we divorce that in the new covenant. John 14, 15 and 16, if a man loves me, he will keep my commandments, says Christ. It's no less under the new covenant, under the law of Christ, than it was for Israel, under the law of Moses, the covenant of Sinai, of Horeb, here being repeated. All these commands, these commandments that I give you today, are to be upon your hearts. Again, it's the heart that God wants, even in the old covenant. How much more in the new covenant? You remember, Christ says in Matthew 5, you've heard it said that no adultery, for example, no murder. Well, that's external acts, you might say. Yeah, but no, even if a man thinks, or if a man wants, if the man's heart, it's the heart in the new covenant, even more than it was in the old covenant. And here God demands the heart. Impress them upon your children. Train up the children in the way that they should go. We get this in Proverbs 22, verse 6. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, you'll not depart from it. But you get it in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 to 3, or whatever. Bring up your children in the admonition and nurture of the Lord. Linking it, of course, with the scriptures, very much so. Proverbs 7, 1 to 3. Talk about these things. Impress them upon your children. Think about such things. I'm talking about verses 6, 7, and 8 here. Remember such things. Impress them. Talk. Talk about them when you're traveling. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. The external covenant. Surely this means we've got to think about the covenant. Think about the commandments. reason them out, feel about them, talk about them, pray over them, meditate upon them, act upon them. Surely this is what God is saying here. Write them on the door frames. Remind yourselves of it. I'm not living in the old covenant. But how much more these things are true, spiritually speaking, inwardly speaking, really speaking, by the Spirit of God within my heart, when I'm talking about Christ and the gospel. Surely, we may say, as God's people, the new Israel, the Israel of God, under the law of Christ in the new covenant, we should have this kind of weight and solemnity and gravity and fear and reverence of God, this veneration for God, and connected with all that, a respect and a devotion and an obedience to the Word of God. But I see today in the evangelical world so much that is bright and breezy and flippant and cheerful and all the rest of it. Cheery chappies. No, this is not the gospel. This is not the new covenant. How much greater is the new covenant? Let me just remind you of just two texts, but how many more we could have. Take the opening of the letter to the Hebrews. God, who at sundry times and in divers manners, in various ways, has spoken to our fathers through the prophets, yes, and through Moses, yes, hath in these last days, in these gospel days, spoken to us by his Son. John 1:17. The law was given by Moses, but, yeah. I know the but is not in the original, but it's there, all right. Grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. If God expected this of Israel, Deuteronomy 6, verses 4 to 9, if God expected this of Israel in the Old Covenant, I know what he expects of me in the New. It's all protesting against idolatry. And 1 John 5:21, my little children, keep yourselves from idols. Oh, how I love thy law, says the Bible. How many say that? May God give me grace to say that in the gospel. I'll close with the words of Isaac Watts. Oh, how I love thy holy law. 'Tis daily my delight, and thence my meditations draw divine advice by night. I would go further than that, divine counsel, divine commandments by night. My waking eyes, he's got prevent the day, but that's an old word there. My waking eyes precede the day to meditate thy word. My soul with longing melts away to hear thy gospel, Lord. Yeah, that's what we say in the new covenant. I want to hear the gospel. Do you ever hear sermons when you don't hear the gospel? You don't hear Christ? You don't hear Christ uplifted? Oh, am I a stranger or at home? 'Tis my perpetual feast, what the gospel? Not honey dropping from the comb, so much allures the taste. No treasures so enrich the mind, nor shall thy word be sold for loads of silver well refined, nor heaps of choicest gold. Buy the truth and sell it not. When nature sinks, we know something of that, and spirits droop, yes, thy promises of grace are pillars to support my hope, and there I write thy praise. Yes, the praise of God. I like old Watts, yes. There's experience there for me, but it all tends to the glory and the exaltation of God. And that's exactly what the old covenant was, and it's precisely what the new covenant is. Whatever you do, in word or deed, do all to the glory of God. Amen.